Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, the draw for Saturday's Cox Plate at Moonee Valley was made yesterday, and Irish eyes are smiling again.
Yeah, Fran, look, Irish trainer Aidan O'Brien, he's trying to win this most acclaimed of weight for age races, named, of course, after the great William Samuel Cox, the founder of the Moonee Valley Race Club. He's trying to win it for a second year in a row. Last year it was Adelaide, and from memory, I think you tipped that, Fran. This year it is with
Highland Reel. Would have been a lucky guess, that's all.
Oh, your hometown, I guess. This year it's with Highland Reel, who will start from Barrier 4, and because of that draw, now one of the top favourites. Now, Adelaide and Highland Reel share the same pedigree. Their old man is the champion Coolmore Stallion Galileo. And their CVs aren't that much different going into the race, both having won the Secretariat Stakes in the USA before coming to these parts. And look, there'll be plenty of local competition for what is regarded as the real test for horses in this bit of the world. Not the least, local competition will come from Chris Waller, who's been for a while now one of the most outstanding trainers in Australia, mostly doing it in Sydney, which means he hasn't won Bill Cox's Plate, going the other way in Melbourne, as they say. But he reckons this year he's got the ammo. Kermadec, Preferment, and the horse that could yet prove to be the next big thing in Australian racing, a little mare by the name of Winx, coming out of Barrier 1, and because of her tender age, just 4, she's going to be carrying just 55.5 kilos as against the 59 that many of the older neddies have in their saddles. And on top of all that, her jockey, Hugh Bowman, now he chose her, he preferred her over Preferment, if you like. Now, he reckons she could be a freak, and this is the race that really tests the best horses in Australia and will give everyone a better indication of just how freakish she is on Saturday, Fran.
Okay, Winx. And in rugby union, Warwick, dare I ask, David Pocock's calf injury coming into the World Cup semi-final against Argentina, is there an update?
There is an update, whether we dare or not, Fran. They're giving them out. And there's also updates about the two other injured players. But according to Australian coach Michael Checker, he's very confident Pocock will play, even though he's yet to go flat out at training. It's all about just managing him through the recovery process. And at this stage, all the signs are good. Now, Checker is also of the belief that Israel Folau and prop Scott Seo will be available. The damage to the prop's elbow seems not as bad as first thought. As for Argentina, we don't get to talk about them a lot. If the Northern Hemisphere teams weren't hurting after not making the semi-finals, well, their coach has really rubbed it in. Well and truly, he said if Argentina had joined the Six Nations instead of the Rugby Championship here in the Southern Hemisphere, which involves, of course, playing against sides like Australia, South Africa and New Zealand, they wouldn't have improved enough to make the semi-finals, Fran.
Okay, Warwick, thank you very much.